They crawled out of the tunnel and came up to a wooded world that looked exactly like the one she'd just left. Disappointment and frustration brought tears to her eyes, but she wasn't about to start crying in front of her brother, not over the world being as awful out here as on the reservation. That shouldn't be news. Norwood led her through the woods outside the fence. They climbed over the hill that blocked their homes from the west. All they ever saw was the ocean and the tall temple from the Mesna city. Her entire world consisted of a vast, dead ocean and a city she could never visit. She never realized how angry it made her until she walked, ready to crush the barrier that kept her from the planet she was born on. The planet that belonged to her species, not theirs. "Relax, Julep," Norwood chuckled, his eyes kind. "It's just..."
"I know. It makes you feel so small being out here, don't it? Like, what's the point of all we're doing?"
"Yeah. How'd you find this?"
Before he could answer, the view beyond the hill appeared, and she stumbled back, unable to breathe. Bile rose in her mouth, but if she wouldn't cry in front of Norwood, she most definitely wasn't going to throw up. Before her, trees spanned out for miles. Some were so big they must have been there for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Colors unlike anything grown on the reservation popped from plants bursting from the ground and in the canopy of trees. A river ran in the distance. It shined blue. Blue! Blue water! Not the black sludge of the sea, or metallic shine of the alkaline lake.
"It's so much, yeah?"
she whispered. "There's more past here. There's so much more. Down by the city, the remnants of the old peoples still sit in ruins. Old Nuke is just lying around, decaying in the radioactive sun. They're charred buildings and remains of people who lived and slept there. Nature hasn't taken it all quite yet. But out here in the trees where it's open, it's wild. Feral."
"Norwood? Are there feral here?"
Julep paled and began to sweat. The feral were the enemy, the definition of everything her people feared. They were the worst of what humanity could be, and now she might be out there with them, without the safety of the fence. She hated being trapped inside, but for the first time, she saw the protection their confinement offered. He smiled and nodded. His sister's pale face and sweating brow did nothing to stop his smug expression. If anything, it made his smile double in size, until it looked like he was tree-climbing age again. Julep hadn't seen him happy like that in years. She threw her arms around her brother and clung to him. She'd missed him so much. He patted her on the back tentatively.
"What you doing now?"
"I feel like the world has fallen to pieces all round me, and nothing makes sense no more. And I'm so glad you're here."
"Me too. I wasn't sure if I could show you. If you told the daughters..."
"I won't, promise. I'll never speak of it to anyone."
"Good, 'cause there's more to show."
Overhead, a Mesna shuttle zipped past in the sky and landed beyond the next peak. Norwood smiled again, but this time there was hesitation in his eyes.
"Just don't freak out, yeah? And remember, nothing they taught us in there was true. None of it."
Julep felt like she might throw up. Her body shook, and a shiver ran across her flesh. How much worse was this going to get?